You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Election Commission of India on Thursday said it has directed the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology to immediately halt the delivery of Viksit Bharat messages over WhatsApp. It has also sought a compliance report on the matter from the IT Ministry. The poll body said it received several complaints of messages highlighting the government's initiatives being delivered on the phones of citizens despite the announcement of the general elections and model code of conduct coming into action. In response, Matewai had informed the commission that although the letters were sent out before MCC came into force, some of them could have possibly been delivered to recipients with a delay because of systemic and network limitations, the poll body said. The move is a part of a series of decisions taken by the Commission to ensure a level playing field, it added. The State Bank of India on Thursday submitted complete details of the electoral bonds including the unique numbers to the Election Commission complying with the order of the Supreme Court. The top court on 18th March asked the SBI to make a complete disclosure of all details of the electoral bonds which are in its possession. With this, five things now will be known about electoral bonds: the name of the purchaser of a bond, the denomination and the specific number of the bond, the name of the party that has encashed the bond, the last four digits of the bank account number of the political parties, the denomination and the number of bonds encashed. MS Dhoni's Chennai Super Kings have dropped a captaincy bombshell in the lead-up to the new season of the Indian Premier League on Thursday. Indian opener Rituraj Gaikwad has been appointed as the leader of the Yellow Brigade for the ongoing season of the cash-rich league. Replacing Dhoni as the new captain of the Chennai Super Kings, Gaikwad will lead the five-time winners for the first time in the IPL 2024 opener against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Chepauk on Friday. Already embracing the twilight phase of his legendary career, CSK icon Dhoni has stepped down as the leader of the defending champions for the second time ahead of the tournament opener. At 42, the former India skipper is in speculations about finishing up his iconic career after IPL 2024. Dhoni had relinquished CSK captaincy before the start of IPL 2022. The Delhi High Court on Thursday dismissed Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea seeking to restrain the Enforcement Directorate, ED, from taking coercive action against him in connection with the money laundering probe related to the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. A bench headed by Justices Suresh Kumar Kat and Manoj Jain said the court is not inclined to grant relief to Kejriwal at this stage. Kejriwal moved the court in the wake of the ninth summons issued by the ED, asking him to appear before it on Thursday. The Delhi Chief Minister has repeatedly refused to appear before the agency, calling the summonses illegal. Vinod Kumar, the father of the Badon double murder victims, has urged the Uttar Pradesh police to not kill the second accused in an encounter. He wants that the accused, Javed, who was arrested on Thursday, should be questioned to ascertain if his children were killed as part of a conspiracy. Javed must be questioned so that we know why they did this. If he is killed in an encounter, the secret will never come out. Others may be involved too. We need to know if my children were killed as part of a conspiracy. They would have killed others in the family too, said Vinod, the father of the boys, as quoted by NDTV.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.